Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God from whom all blessings flow on this evening. We thank God for each and every caller, each and every person on the prayer line this evening. To God be all the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are absolutely rejoicing and being glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank God for the power of prayer tonight and the prayer of faith, believing, trusting, relying on God Almighty. He's God all by himself, and aside him there is no other. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, for him, and without him there has been nothing made. Thank God that we are praying to a God that is able and will do the impossible. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons, joined with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family. Hallelujah, from the city of Hillside, New Jersey. We thank God for every caller tonight, every intercessory prayer warrior in the mighty name of Jesus. To God be all the glory. We're going to take calls momentarily. We're going to open up the prayer lines because we know we're two or more gathered in his name, that he is in the midst. As the two or more touch and agree, we shall have what we petition of him. So we thank God for the power of agreement and the power of unity, the power of oneness. That's what the apostles experienced, and that's how you and I in our day will experience the mighty miracles of God, even today, yesterday. Acts chapter 8 is what I want to read, a few verses of scripture from the 8th chapter of Acts. And then we're going to go right into prayer, and we are going to open up the prayer lines, hallelujah, as the Lord leads. To God be all the glory. In the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, beginning at the 14th verse, the Bible says, "Now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent it to them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through the laying on hands of the apostles, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither nor part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray to God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. Then answered Simon and said, pray you to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken will come upon me. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the free gifts from heaven tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for the gift of healing. Yes. We thank you for the gift of deliverance.
Yes.
We thank you for the gift of restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. For the mercies of Almighty God upon our lives tonight. We know that we can't purchase. There is no price, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that's adequate enough to purchase the free gifts that you give unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you as we pray tonight. You said, freely we have received. freely we give. So we pray for one another that we might be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we say have mercy. Have mercy on the people of God tonight. Allow your grace, Lord. Allow your grace and your provision to reach down from glory and touch every life on this prayer line. In the mighty name of Jesus, turn every negative situation around. Heal the sick. Save the lost. Glory be to God. Turn the darkness into light tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So right now, Lord, we thank you for restoration. We thank you, glory be to God, that God, you are able to do the impossible. So right now, your word declares that we have not because we ask not. So right now we're asking, Lord, as humbly as we can, in the name of Jesus, that you would move not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the spirit of the living God, even as they got the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that dwells on the inside of each and every person under the sound of my voice, if they are saved, sanctified, blood brought, Holy Ghost filled believers. We know that greater that is in us than he that is in this world. So we thank you for the greatness of the God that's on the inside of us. We thank you that he's yet a healer. We thank you that he's yet a restorer. We thank you that he's yet a mighty God, a Prince of Peace, our everlasting Father, a holy God, a wonderful Savior, a mighty Counselor. He is Abba, Father, who art in heaven. Glory be to God. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. And forgive us, God, of our trespasses as we, Lord, forgive those who have come against us. And lead us, God, not into any temptation, but deliver us from all kinds of evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Even as I was praying, God said, no, son, don't quote it by yourself. Don't rehearse it by yourself. So I'm asking everybody right now, under the sound of my voice, the apostle said, Lord, teach us to pray. And he gave them the Lord's Prayer in the name of Jesus. So please say it with me. Quote it with me. Say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us, God, of our trespasses, and help us, God, to forgive those who have come against us. And Father God, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all kinds of evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And the church said amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, when we don't have the right words. We thank you when we can't search our hearts. We thank you when we're not in the right spirit, that you gave us a model prayer. You told us in the name of Jesus to call upon heaven. Glory be to God. And that's what we're doing tonight, asking that your will be done on earth as it's already been established in heaven. There's healing already in heaven. So we're asking for healing in the earth realm. In the name of Jesus, there's wealth and peace already in heaven. And we're asking right now, Lord, as we sometimes see the violence in our culture, as we sometimes see, Lord, in the name of Jesus, domestic violence and violence among our young people, in the name of Jesus, as we see in movies and videos, violence. Lord, right now we pray for peace. We pray for solace. In the name of Jesus, You say it with thanksgiving and supplications. Make your prayer requests known, O Shaba Akata, known unto God, and the peace of God, which surpass all understanding, shall give us a peace which surpass all understanding. And right now, Lord, somebody need peace tonight. Somebody need peace in their marriage. Somebody need peace in their homes. Somebody need peace with their children. Somebody need, in the name of Jesus, peace on the job. So peace in the neighborhood. So right now, Lord, we're asking for the mighty hand of God to create an atmosphere of peace, to let, Lord, an environment of peace come among your people. Right now, even as you said, through the laying on of hands, they receive the Holy Ghost. As we touch the technological devices tonight, we're on the cell phones and the laptops and the iPads. Lord, I thank you for the contact. I thank you in the name of Jesus and this high-tech world that we're still people, still human beings. We're still caring about each other. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So keep our hearts pure. Keep our motives pure. Keep our agenda kingdom-minded. Oh, glory be to God. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that we need will be added unto us. You said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow have enough worries of its own. So right now, Lord, we're going to pray tonight that you would give us the ability to seek your kingdom first, to put God first, to teach our families and our marriages and those we come into contact about the power of the name of Jesus Christ. We pray in that name tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. I feel God already. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. We plead the blood over that sickness. We plead the blood of Jesus over poverty. We plead the blood of Jesus over lack. We plead the blood of Jesus over our unrest or stressful spirit. We plead the blood, and we say, Lord, have mercy on your children, your sons and your daughters. You said if we call out to you, if we cry out to you, if we wail out and weep unto you, that you hear our prayers. And if you hear our prayers, and it's according to your will, we know that we have, and we ask of you, we have confidence, Lord, in Oshaba Akata, in the name of Jesus, that you will answer our prayers according to your will, according to your divine purpose, according to the plan of God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, your word says, heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will be here forever. And your word already declared that we are above and not beneath. Your word says we are the head and not the tail. Your word says we are above and never beneath. Your word says we are the first and not the last. Your word says we are the healed and not the sick. Your word says we are the wealthy and not the poor. Your word says we have peace and not unrest. Your word says, glory be to God, we have power. So we thank you for doing this. We thank you for the power of God tonight. We thank you for the power to heal the sick. We thank you for the power to turn around darkness. We thank you for the power to have the joy of the Lord, which is our strength on tonight. So I pray for New Creation Church. I pray for every church represented on this line, that you will build us, Lord, that you will strengthen us, God, that you will touch every family, every member, every young person. We pray right now, and we sing your word to Evangelist Elizabeth Page by name. Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch her heart, touch her soul, touch her spirit, encourage her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come against and we curse the spirit of discouragement in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against that spirit, Lord, of depression. We come against the spirit in the name of Jesus of worry. And we say, Lord, loose your word. Loose your joy right now over the people of God tonight. Turn around everything that's not of you, God. So, Lord, we say, have mercy. We pray for our president. We pray for our senators. Pray for our governors and our mayors throughout this great land. We pray for our educators and our school teachers, our doctors and our nurses and our medical professions. We pray, Lord, for our law enforcement in the name of Jesus. We pray for the lay people and deity and clergy. We pray in the name of Jesus for our teenagers, those who are ending the school year. We pray that every child was promoted and went to the next grade. We pray for our high school kids that are going on to college. We pray in the name of Jesus for our college kids who are graduating. We pray, Lord, for those like our son Marcus who got a job for the first time. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus for the young people looking for employment this summer, for the adults looking for greater employment, for those, Lord, who need income and things to go according to, oh, glory be to God, according to the favor of God that rests upon our lives on tonight. You said goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, Lord, as we open up the prayer lines tonight, as my wife comes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, minister to your people tonight. Thank you for the faithful ones that continue to call every Tuesday night. Bless them indeed. Enlarge their territory. Let your hand be on their lives. Keep them from evil. Thank you for the roof over their head. Thank you for the jobs and the places of employment. Thank you for the Christians and the people that you surrounded them with, who strengthened them, who encouraged them. Thank you for godly friendships and fellowships, Lord. Thank you in the name of Jesus that you continue to do the impossible. So, Lord, we say have mercy on this nation. Even those, Lord, who may have foreclosed on a home and lost a home during this natural recession in the land, we say, Lord, have mercy in the name of Jesus. You can restore anything that was taken away. Those who have been laid off, we pray right now that you would give them gainful employment. Those who have lost housing, those who have lost apartments and automobiles, restore, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we say have mercy in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, you are worthy. We thank you for life and life more abundantly, God. We thank you for the breath in our bodies. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for our right mind, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand upon our lives. Lord, we thank you for the great plan that you have to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope in the future. So, Lord, we pray for every person on this prayer line right now, God, that you would touch each person, even as my husband has prayed, oh God, that you would touch each person, that you would encourage each person, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even before we take prayer requests, Lord, we pray for those, Father God, who will never press one, God. We pray for those, Father God, who call in and listen, oh God. We pray for those, Father God, who are struggling on today, God. Those who are sick, those who are discouraged, oh God. We pray for those, Father God, who are feeling weak on today, God. And we pray your strength. We pray the strength and the power of the Holy Ghost to be released over this prayer line right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for the power of healing to be released right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for your joy and your peace to be released right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, so we thank you for healing, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for signs and wonders. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for miracles on this prayer line. We thank you for miracles on this prayer line, God. You are still a God of miracles. You are still a God of signs and wonders. You are still the God of the impossible. So, God, we thank you, Lord, for making the impossible possible, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing kidneys and heart disease, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing arthritis and bursitis and sciatica, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for healing fibromyalgia and cancer, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for healing lupus on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we owe glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for your healing power, oh, God, moving through this prayer line, God. That you are touching, touch, oh God, every person on this prayer line, this Father God struggling that has a diagnosis and a prognosis, oh God, that's not, Father God, conducive to your word, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you have the last word, oh God, and we believe your report on tonight, God. Even more than the doctor's report, we believe your report, God. We believe that we are healed, and we declare and confess that we are healed. We thank you for healing glaucoma, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for healing, oh God, all kinds of eye disease and, oh, God, hallelujah, all kinds of allergies during this season and, Father God, high blood pressure, oh, God, and, oh, glory, high cholesterol and obesity, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. That you are a healer, that you're healing migraines on tonight, God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Body aches, oh, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are able, God. Insomnia. We thank you for healing insomnia on tonight, God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You are able, oh, God. You are able to do all things. I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving so mightily on this line. Oh, glory. God is moving. He's healing, not by might, not by power, but by his spirit. Hallelujah. Lung disease is being cleared up. Hallelujah. Breathing problems, emphysema, all of these breathing problems are being healed up. Problems with asthma, problems with the blood, all kinds of blood disorders. God is covering you tonight. He's covering you and he's healing you by the blood of Jesus. He says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth all your diseases. He said, as you become my sons, as you become my daughters, none of my course shut up my mouth. He said, none of these diseases will I put upon you. None of these plagues will come upon you. You are healed by the blood of Jesus. By the stripes of Christ, you are healed. The curse is broken. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. The curse of sickness, the curse of death. Death has no hold over the people of God. You are healed by the stripes of Christ. He came with healing in his wings. Oh, glory. So, Lord, we just thank you. Like the woman of the issue of blood, God. We press in. We press in. We press in. None of them will call mama. We press in to touch the hem of your garment, and we declare that by your stripes we are healed. I said, by your stripes we are healed, and we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the prayer, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, and we declare that we are healed. Talitha Kume, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, and we declare healing right now. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the tassels. We thank you for the hem of your garment. We thank you for total healing, total deliverance being released on this mind tonight. We thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Koshana Mama. We thank you, Lord, for marriages being healed. We thank you, Lord, for Father God, families being healed, oh God. We thank you for hearts being healed on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against your people can prosper. So we declare healing and wholeness over this prayer line tonight for every person under the sound of our voices, for every person under the sound of our voices. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Rabakoshanamama. Be healed in Jesus' name. He is still Jehovah Rophe. He is still the Lord your healer. Receive your healing on tonight. Nanamokoshanamama. The devil is defeated on tonight. Receive your healing on tonight. Receive your healing over anxiety and hypertension. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing on tonight. Every nerve disease, receive your healing on tonight. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Feet problems. Problems with your feet.
Oh, my God.
Mama Koshela and my problems with the knees.
Legs.
The legs. Yes. Every body part. Right. Mama Koshela, every limb, every joint. Oh, Koshela, my Koshela, my. The brain cells. Oh, Koshela, my. Oh, Koli, A.K. Shela, my. We declare healing right now in Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we cast out the shadow of the Holy Ghost. Mama Koshela, that they were healed by Peter's shadow. Everybody that came was healed of their diseases. And we declare that everybody that's struggling with a disease, with a sickness on tonight, that by the stripes of Christ tonight be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take calls. I want to give it back to Pastor as we begin to open up the prayer lines.
Amen. Continue to be patient with us. We're going to get to every call tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for you holding in the mighty name of Jesus. To God be all the glory. Area code 908. We thank God for you this evening. 908. God bless you. Area code 908, is that a prayer request?
Yes.
Amen, amen. We can hear you. We are listening. God bless you.
Yes, my name is Jerinette, and I was calling in for prayer.
Amen, Jerinette. We are listening. God bless you.
I was just asking
amen.
God for employment. I've been unemployed for a while. And I've just been a little discouraged getting a lot of rejection.
Amen. Let us lift that up before Almighty God.
Yes.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, for our sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of discouragement. We thank you. Glory be to God for the open door of employment right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that she still has a faith to go out and put the resume out and put the applications in. Father God, she's doing the work. She's walking by faith and not by sight. So, Lord, we thank you that you continue to encourage her, continue to strengthen her, continue, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and allow her, Father God, to find favor in the marketplace,
yes.
Find favor in
yes.
the on the job, Lord, in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
There's a glory be to God. Give
yes.
her favor with the human resource department,
yes.
with those who have the hiring power right now. Lord, you say when we touch and agree, we will have, Lord, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, what we ask of you. And right now she's looking for gainful employment.
Absolutely.
In the name of Jesus. We cancel, Lord, that plan of the enemy right now. The devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. He can't stop the purpose of God, which is to prosper you and to have you be in good health,
yes.
even as your soul prosper. So your greater is coming. Glory be to God. There's a job with your name on it in the name of Jesus. And we know that no weapon that has been formed against you will be able to prosper. So, Lord, we count it all joy right now. And we say it's already done by faith. You said, be it unto us according to our faith. So we have faith with our sister on tonight. We have many people on the prayer line that's praying and agreeing and bombarding heaven for her, that you would open this door for her. putting money in her hand, putting the income and the resources that she needs, Lord, for her livelihood.
Yes, Lord.
You said you shall supply all of her needs.
Yes, God. Thank
according to your riches in Christ
thank
Jesus.
You,
so, Lord, I thank you that every need is already met.
Yes, God.
I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even as you restore her joy.
Oh, glory.
Even as you restore her joy. Because the enemy knows that the joy of the Lord is her strength.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you for her joy being restored. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I hear God saying the enemy has been after your praise. He is trying to discourage you. He is trying to wear you down and weary you out. But the word says, be not weary in well-doing, for you are going to reap that harvest if you faint not. So we pray your strength in the Lord on tonight. You have this treasure in your earthen vessel. And we know that by the mercy of God, he's going to sustain you.
Yes, yes.
The enemy can't do nothing against you because God, if God be for you,
glory.
Who can be against you?
Yes.
So we thank God for the job.
Hallelujah.
And we look for the praise report. We look for you to call this prayer line back.
Thank
and knowing not just our prayers, but your prayers.
Yes.
And all those who are trying to help you
get
from God what belongs to you.
Yes.
So we thank you for the praise report already as you call back with that open door that God has already opened and give us that praise report of the goodness of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen, my sister. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. You got the joy, that smile on your face. I feel your spirit and your strength has been restored. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Say
Jesus.
Hallelujah anyhow.
Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
Them anyhow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's what God wants.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Yes.
You're worthy to be praised.
Oh, glory. Oh, glory. You got it. You got it.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got it.
You're worthy.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord,
amen.
I thank you, Jesus.
Again, you can go ahead. You can go ahead and, because we, Pastor and I, the New Creation Church family, in the prayer line, we just really believe by faith that it's already done.
Yes.
So I'm so glad you agreed with that hallelujah and praising God. You thanking him in advance.
Yes.
And that's what he wants.
Thank you.
I mean, I just have to thank God. I'm thinking Jesus told Peter, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. He said, but I pray for you that your faith would not fail you. He said, and when you return, he said, go back and strengthen your brother. And that's what I was hearing, even as Pastor was ministering, before you begin to praise God, that it's your faith. The devil has been after your faith. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pray.
Hallelujah.
I just want to add prayer. Father, I just thank you for Sister Jeronette. I thank you for her life, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. And Lord, like Jesus prayed for Simon Peter, Lord, we pray for her faith, oh God, that you would continue to edify her, that you would continue to strengthen her in her inner man, oh God, that you would continue, Father God, to build up her faith, oh God. We bind up the hands of Satan, and we declare that the devil cannot have her faith, that the devil cannot have the assignment that is attached to her faith, oh God. And even as she comes back, and God is saying, you are coming out of this, and the doors are open, and the job is going to be, you're going to get a job. Hallelujah. And God
Jesus,
says, you
hallelujah.
Are going to get a job. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep moving
hallelujah.
Forward by faith. Wow. Oh,
yes.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
And
hallelujah.
The testimony that's going to come out of
hallelujah.
This. Hallelujah. Other
hallelujah.
People are going to be encouraged
shadow,
when they
God.
Hear
yes.
what God does for you above and what above and beyond what you can think, ask, or imagine.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for her faith. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory. Just press amen. To God be all the glory. We think we just going to put this caller back on the air. I don't know if she was in transit. But, yes, we had a drop call, but we saw you come back. Amen?
Yes, Prophet. My phone disconnected, but I was traveling. Go ahead, Prophet. I was listening. Proverbs 3.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 3.
Uh-huh.
Proverbs chapter 3. I just kind of quoted it, but I don't know it verbatim. But it says, trust in the Lord. I think it's verse 3.
Okay.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, which we know you do. Amen. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So
Jesus.
Proverbs in that third chapter.
Thank you, Lord.
Our pastor said verse 5 to verse 7. The Lord in this season, during this summer season, going into the fall season, wants you to meditate on Proverbs chapter 3. And it's going to bless you. Because I said, even though you're looking for the fall job and there's more money and more opportunity, I said through the prophet Elijah, when God wanted to sustain him, he fed him with a raisin by the brook.
Uh-huh.
A bird brought him bread and water. And then a widow at Zarephath took care of the man of God. And just like he took care of Elijah, his man of God, with a bird and a widow, God will also sustain you until that open door opens. Amen?
Amen.
Because overflow is coming to you. It's already done. Even though it's car repairs, God is saying, amen, amen. We know it's hot. We know it's summertime. And we're saying, God is saying, trust me.
Okay.
God is saying, trust me. Amen.
Yes, I got two quotes. One was telling me 600. One was telling me 900. So I was like, which one do I go to? Big Al's. One is his other transmission shop. So I was like, which one is the best one to deal with? Both of them, I just don't know which one is the best one for me for right this moment.
Amen. I believe that's why he led me to that scripture for you, that he will guide your path. So when you pray, when you pray, it's not eeny, meeny, mighty, mo. It's when you pray, God show you which mechanic, which dealership to go to. Amen?
Amen. 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 I receive that word.
Well, God bless you. And
thank
we,
you,
again, look for that favorable outcome. We'll continue to pray for you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Prophet. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen. You're so godly. Welcome. We thank God for her. Amen. God bless you. Continue to listen. She calls faithfully, and we thank God for her that all things are going to work together for her good because she loves the Lord. Area code, we thank God. Again, try to be patient with us. We're going to try to get to every call. Area code 678, we thank God for you this evening. 678, God bless you.
And I God bless you, and I thank you and Pastor Rebecca, and I thank God for both of you today and always. This is Maria, and I just want to say something. I want to say a testimony because last week I spoke about how I wasn't feeling any pain in my body, and I wasn't feeling no pain until the weekend. This past weekend, I started getting some real terrible pains going down my legs, and it was like a totally different pain, and I couldn't walk, and it was, oh, my God, it was so painful. But I prayed, and I prayed, and I rebuked the devil in Jesus' name, and thank you, Jesus. I came back to my normal self with no pain. So it was nothing but the devil trying to stop me from getting better. And I just want to let everyone know that there is a God. There is a God. God will do for you what you don't think he's going to do. And I really thought that I was going to start just, having this series of pain. And I said, no, I rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. There's no way that I'm going to have that pain again, and especially a different kind of pain. So I don't have that pain anymore. Thank you, Jesus. And I really have to call it and say that because I had even told my cousin, I can't believe it, But thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that he does, for all the blessings upon my life and upon my friends and family and even upon those people that really need him, for all his blessings towards them. I thank God. I love God. and praise him all the time.
Amen.
And
I just
want you to pray just for much more blessings for everyone, for those that are in need.
Amen. Amen. We're going to do that. You know, the word says we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And it's amazing. I was preaching this weekend, and right before I went to preach an afternoon service, I was trying to get a headache. And the same thing happened to Pastor Rebecca, who preached our earlier service. And the enemy tries to come in and attack our body sometimes. Like you said, that pain came out of nowhere in your leg area. And that was the enemy trying to discourage you. And like you said, you prayed and rebuked that spirit off of your body, your natural body, and the pain subsided. Glory be to God.
Glory.
And the pain
glory
went away, and
you
felt your normal self. That's why
hallelujah.
We pray every Tuesday,
yes,
because that's the power of prayer. That's the power of prayer. So, Father God, we thank you for Sister Maria tonight.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, even as she recognized, Lord, that she needs to call out to you and to cry out to you and to come to you, even as the enemy tried to attack her body, Lord, in a different way, through a different part of her body in the leg area. And like you said, the pain was excruciating pain out of nowhere.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you that she prayed and you answered her prayer, Lord, and you delivered her and you set her free from that infirmity.
Yes.
So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, continue to bless her. Continue to cover her. Continue to raise her up in the name of Jesus. Continue to build her faith, Lord. Glory be to God. Even
glory
as you have
God.
Given her a heavenly language and so many testimonies, so many praise reports, I continue, Lord, to thank you for adding to her blessed life. Glory be to God. Continue
glory
to pour
to
out
God.
Your blessings upon her life, upon her son, upon her household. Meet every need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for daily provisions, Lord. Glory be
hallelujah,
to God.
Jesus.
Thank you for food on the table, a roof over
hallelujah.
Her head, clothes on
hallelujah.
Her back, being in her right
hallelujah.
Mind. Glory be to God. So, Lord,
glory
I thank you for the spirit of discouragement trying to come upon her, that she continues
thank
to praise you,
you.
She continues to call
you.
On you. You said when we call upon you, you will hear us. So I thank you for Sister Maria tonight. I thank you for her life, her testimony, her witness of her worship and goodness for you, Lord, because you are God and God alone in her life. So I thank you, Lord, that you continue to keep her in
Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you, even as you gave that testimony that the enemy tried to come in like a flood, but God raised up a standard in your life, and you knew how to pray to your God.
And I thank God for both of you. Thank you very much. Bless you both.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God, we're praising God with you. Amen. Wow, we thank God for that
power.
His support coming from my sister Maria. You know, I heard about, hallelujah, how the pain tried to come back, and I was like, the devil is a liar. My God, the devil is a liar, and he will always try to deceive us, like she said, and come another way. But we gotta be as wise as serpents, and we gotta be discerning and know when the devil's trying to deceive us, and just begin to pray and be rebuked Satan and bind him and his demons up to know that they have no power over our lives. It's always going to be a fight, but we got to be willing to be in the battle and know that the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's. I said the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. And there is a devil. There's a devil that's fighting against all of the children of the Most High God because he knows his time is short. But we have to stay on the battlefield knowing that we are more than conquerors. And after done all to stand, we have to stand in the power of his might. We stand in the power of God's might because he is able to defeat every foe and he is able to make every enemy fall at our feet and make our enemy our footstool. So our God is able, amen, and I thank God for the testimonies on tonight. We have time for another caller. We have one more caller. Anybody else who wants to call in with a prayer request or a praise report, you can press 1, amen, even as we continue to pray. Father God, we praise you. Lord, I lift up, we lift up on tonight, hallelujah, hallelujah, Sister Kim and Sister Kathy Tonsil, oh God, and we pray for healing, oh God, over their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of kidney disease and heart disease, oh God, that these sisters and their mother, we lift up their mother as well, that they're grappling with, oh God, and we come against every plan of the devil, oh God, and we declare healing over their lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have given us the power to declare healing by the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus. So we lift these women up to you, O God, and we declare that the curse is broken off of their family and off of their lives, and they are healed by the stripes of Christ in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We sing your word, and we heal them all tonight, just like the word was sent to the Son of the Man who came to Jesus and asked Jesus to heal his son. He said, just sing your word. Just sing your word. So we sing your word on tonight, God, and we declare healing over the Tonsil family on tonight. We declare healing that they shall live and not die. They shall live and not die. They're only in their 50s and younger, 50 and 50, under 50, and my Tonsil's only 70.
Yeah.
And we declare healing over their lives. And we declare that they shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Caller, we see you. Area code 973. We're going to open your mic. Area code 973. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I just wanted to go ahead and call in and say, first of all, thank you for having an awesome prayer line with and. In addition, just want to say I'm asking for prayer, but God has began to do a miraculous thing in my life, and I appreciate what he is doing as I go through this journey. So I'm just praying that he will continue to show himself. I will continue to be obedient. I will get the rest that I need, and I will continue to, you know, pray, go forth as I continue this journey on my purpose with him. So I'm just asking for this prayer as I just continue to go on this journey. And God knows what I'm in need of. He knows what I've been praying for, and he also knows what he's going to use me for. So just ask him for prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you for Sister Tina, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon her life, oh God. Lord, we pray right now, Father God, for continued, Father God, healing even for her body, her mind, her soul, oh God, her heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to minister to her, oh God, in every area, oh God. Like she said, Lord, you know, Lord, the way that she takes. You know the needs that she has. And Lord, you know what she's standing in need of, you know, with her personal petitions to you are, oh God. And Lord, we just, Father God, pray and lift her up on tonight, God. We pray, Father God, for continued rest, oh God, continued restoration, oh God, that you will continue to restore her to strength, oh God. We bind up the hand of Satan. We come against every demon on assignment, oh God, that will come to try to sap her energy, that will try to come, Father God, and discourage her, Father God, that will come and try to, Father God, defeat her in the name of Jesus. We declare that she is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. We declare that she is the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom, above and never beneath, that she is healed and not sick, that she is whole and not broken in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your glory being revealed in her life. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her obedience. Lord, Father God, she prayed, Father God, that you would help her to continue to be obedient, oh God. Lord, so we touch and agree with her, oh God, that she will continue to obey your voice, oh God, that she will continue to hearken to your voice, oh God, that she will continue, Father God, hallelujah, to go where you say go, Father God, and Father God, to rest where you say rest, oh God. So Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord, that you continue to direct her path, as we spoke to Dr. Rick earlier, that you will, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord, that she leans not to her own understanding, God, but that she, Father God, acknowledges you in all of her ways, Father God, that you will direct her steps, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for being a lamp unto her feet, your word being a lamp unto her feet, oh God. Continue to edify her, continue to equip her, continue to strengthen her, continue to heal her, oh God. Continue to strengthen her with might in her innermost parts, in the innermost parts of her being, oh God. Continue, Father God, hallelujah, to use her for your glory, oh God, even as you, Father God, have her on this journey, God. We thank you and we praise you for what you're about to do in her life, what you're already doing and what you will continue to do, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for, Father God, what you're doing in her life and how you're using her, how you're showing yourself mighty in her life, God. And we ask, Father God, that you continue, Father God, to keep her on the road that you have her on. Continue, oh God, to use her. Continue to strengthen her, continue to equip her, continue to educate her, continue to edify her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we love you on today, and we thank you for this yielded vessel on tonight, God. And Lord, continue, Father God, to have your hand upon her, fill her with your power, fill her with a fresh and filling of your Holy Ghost power, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we pray. And we touch and agree with her on tonight that is already done. Oh, glory, that is already done. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is her strength. Stir up the joy, oh, God. Stir up the joy in her belly, oh, God. Let her continue to praise you. The Lord is saying to you on tonight, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah, and there's a continued breakthrough. Mama Koshina, and there's a breakthrough in your praise as you continue to praise God. He's taking you from glory to glory, faith to faith, my God, hallelujah, from dimension to dimension, from realm to realm, from natural realm to the spiritual realm. The God is equipping you, he's edifying you, he's, my God, he's enlarging you, glory, hallelujah, he's expanding you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So continue to praise him, hallelujah, continue to press. Continue to persevere, oh glory, hallelujah, in the things of God, my God, hallelujah. Continue to produce, oh glory, hallelujah. And God is getting the glory. God is yet getting the glory out of your life. Mama Kushanama, he's yet getting the glory. I hear God saying, I have not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, nor has it entered into your heart, your imagination, the things that he has in store for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying he has not changed his mind about the plan that he has for you. Hallelujah, that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he would repent. Oh, glory, hallelujah, about the plan that he laid out for you since before the beginning of time. Oh, glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. So continue to walk with me, continue to trust me, continue to obey, my God, hallelujah, and you shall reach the promised land. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I hear God say, you shall come to the other side. You shall reach the promised land in Jesus. Jesus' name, and he shall get the glory out of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Sister Tina, I hear God saying, like he said in the 23rd Psalm, he restored my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness. He making me lie down in green pastures, and he lead me beside the still waters. Just like the prophet Elijah had to sleep, eat, and rest, sleep, eat, and rest, because the angel and God said, because the journey is great. We thank God for those periods of preparation. And like you said, God knows what you need in this season, and he's going to give you what you need. So allow God to be God in your life. Glory be to God.
Yes.
And he's going to do what he needs to do. Amen?
Yes, amen. And like you said, obedience is key. That's what I hear God saying. Continue to obey his voice. He's leading and directing you in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Tina. Amen.
God bless you.
We thank
Amen.
We thank God for her this evening in the name of Jesus. Even as you was praying for Kathy, the kidney transplant, the organ, the right match. I'm asking everybody in the prayer line. Kathy Toss was a very good friend of ours. And write that name down and continue to pray for her. For healing first, absolutely.
Yes.
But she expressed to us also the need, possibly, for a kidney donor. Amen. So let God's will be done. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
However he's going to heal us, it's going to be done.
Yes.
It's going to be done
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we pray for Kathy Tonsu, Lord, that you would do the miraculous in her life in the name of Jesus. Even as you was praying, Pastor, I saw God doing something, not just in that family, but in her in particular, doing something with Kathy, Kimmy, and Mother Tonsu. So I thank God for the power of prayer.
It's amazing how you talk about that kitten, so we need to pray for that kitten.
Yeah.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the organs that you have given these bodies. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you can do anything you want to do. So we thank you, Lord, for a healthy kidney for Kathy Tonsu, and the organs working properly, Lord, functioning according to your will, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for strengthening her body. Thank you in the name of Jesus for every bodily organ working with full capacity. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the hand of the enemy right now. And you said what we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And what we loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. And right now we lose healing and wellness and wholeness over the Tonsu family, the entire family.
Yes.
We rebuke that spirit of sickness off of them. In the name of Shabahakata, Rokaba Ora Shateba Okaba, Kirihi Shabo Okata, Rashaba. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for them and we lift them up at this altar. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, we thank God for every caller tonight in the name of Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood, y'all can't see what we're doing here, but Pastor Rebecca has a tallit, a prayer shawl, and is a point of contact because we believe in the supernatural. And even as she touched the hem of his garment, I believe as we called in tonight, as we touched and agreed with one another, that God is going to honor our petitions on tonight. So be encouraged, beloved, in the name of Jesus. Be encouraged on tonight. He is a healer, he is a deliverer, and he is still a restorer. Let him who still no more. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We'll be at New Creation Church tomorrow night, 7:30, Thursday night, 7:30. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. And Sunday at 12:30, we are going to be at New Creation Church, 1082 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. We pray that you come and worship God with us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Go in peace, beloved, and serve the Lord because we believe God on tonight. We believe the Bible. We believe the Holy Scriptures and allow James Fortune.
This keeps me going.
I believe.
On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. I
your future.